Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8,
the clock is operating.
T-minus 10, 9, 8,
the clock is operating. We're underway.
Hours of live radio. We had Dr. Pat Holliday in the School of Deliverance from 8 to 11, and then we had 11 to 2, we had Steve Quill. Thank God that he gave me some energy. And I have my fresh coffee tonight. I have 5 squirts of half and half cream with real turbinado brown sugar called Sugar in the Raw. I don't drink that white stuff, you know, devoid of all nutritional content. Sort of like some of the churches out there, delivery messages devoid of spiritual food. Well, we'll feed you on this program. So if you missed last night's programs, you need to go in and download them. They're available in MP3. You can download them off the website, OmegaManRadio.com. You can also get them off of iTunes. Send them out to everyone that you know. Feel free to make copies, forward them. You can also listen to this program from our Facebook page. Every show we do, we put a link there, and there's a player embedded there. So if you have any trouble with the main show page link, you've got a backup. Go to Facebook.com/OmegaManRadio. At that, we're going to have Dr. Pat on in just a moment. Tonight is the School of Intercession and Warfare Prayer. And in the second hour, we're going to open up the lines. If you need prayer, didn't have a chance to get through last night, we will open up the lines. The number to dial in on is 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482. I also want to tell people that there is a feature inside the main chat room at Blog Talk Radio called Click to Talk. It's above the chat room. And if you click on that, you can actually go Skype to Skype right into our switchboard. So it doesn't cost you a dime to call if you're long distance overseas. Click on that. If you've got Skype installed on your computer with a headset, you can go right into our switchboard free. Okay. With that, let's get Dr. Pat online. Stand by. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. I tell you, last night was really something.
Praise God. I'll tell you, that was exciting.
Between Quail and Holiday and Omega Man and Romeo, the world was set on fire last night, wasn't it?
It sure was, and we are already getting testimonies in. We had a dear sister that called in last night, got delivered in Jesus from the foul spirits that had been tormenting her for a long time. She says, I just wanted to share a little praise report with you. Last night when I went to bed, it was the first time in over a year I had been able to sleep a full 8 hours. She says, when I woke up, I was refreshed and I felt rested. You know, for so long, I was away feeling tired like I never slept, but it was just so wonderful.
That's the thing. Deliverance, it's regeneration. It returns you to your youth. It steals your mind. STILLS. Steals, makes it peaceful, and it gives you the ability to know that you truly are connected into the living God, because instantly he regenerates you and puts you back together. You know, when you get born again, he's right there, he's with you, but if the minister doesn't clean the fish, what happens is those devils block them from feeling the great joys of being a Christian and the joys of knowing what it means to be truly free. Just imagine if whenever Jesus met Mary Magdalene, if he had just said to her, Mary, you just believe on me and everything's going to be all right. And he just left those devils active inside of her vessel like our pastors in the West do. Mary would have been a tormented woman, and she may not have been able to serve him for her entire life. The Bible shows that she did, and she lived very close to the Lord, loving him and serving him with the other women. And the Bible tells us that when he resurrected from the dead, he gave her the assignment to go and tell my disciples that I have risen. And, you know, that's one of the most important messages that the world has ever heard, is that Jesus Christ is alive and he has risen. And so Amen. He gave that responsibility to a woman that once was an adulterer, loaded with devils, seven of them. And he just, all he did was just speak, and those devils left her, and she was free, and she was alive to the things of God. That's what deliverance does. But the Western ministers, they go to these seminaries, and the seminaries don't teach about spiritual warfare. I taught in the local seminary here, and what happened was I taught deliverance in that seminary, but I don't know of any other seminary in the country at that time that was talking about spiritual warfare and talking about deliverance. And you see, it's a big part of the ministry because of the fact that if you don't clean the fish, the fish are tormented. And I can personally give testimony to it, because when I became born again, there was no deliverance ministries back in those days. I think Derek Prince was around, but hey, I didn't know who he was. He didn't know who I was. The local ministries here were not involved in deliverance. And I had been led into the edge of the occult by reading Gene Dixon books and Arthur Ford's books. And you can get demon-possessed by reading occult witchcraft books.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I had gotten demon-possessed. And when I got born again, I was filled with the devils. And I would go to church, and the people knew something was wrong with me, but their reaction to me was total rejection because I wasn't like them. And fortunately for me, the Lord led me into deliverance. But I walked around for probably a good 6 months demon-possessed. And if a pastor tells me a Christian can't have a demon, I just have to disagree with him because of the fact that I knew I was a Christian. I had a supernatural visitation from the Lord, like Kenko did in the book, The Witch Doctor and the Man. And I knew that God was real.
Amen.
But the preachers even rejected me because I wasn't like everybody else. And so within about 6 months, the Lord put a couple of books in my hands, and I was able to do some self-deliverance. And it worked for me. But back in those days, there was nobody that knew anything about casting out devils. And so it's an important part of the ministry, because what happens when you walk around and you have devils inside of you and you're a Christian, you hear those voices speaking in your head all the time, and they try to guide your life, and they make you say things and do things that are not Christian-like. And other people, as I've mentioned, will judge you very harshly if you don't quickly just fall in line and walk like a zombie following the pastor and whatever the pastor says you do, but you only do it while you're in his presence, because when you go away from his presence, you're being driven by the forces of darkness. I tell you, it's an important ministry. And so in our country, we have a whole church full of people just like I was. We have people coming out of the occult without anybody ministering any deliverance to them. We have people coming out of deep, dark sexual sins. We have people coming out of drugs and some of the worst darkness that the church has ever known. And yet, Christians, ministers are still calling them up to the altar and say, all you got to do is say, Jesus saved me, and it's all over. Well, you see, that is one thing that you have to do to get deliverance. You need to know who Jesus is. But I'll tell you, if those things are not driven out, they're not leaving. And if the Savior did it that way, we have to do it that way. If
Amen.
He drove seven devils out of Mary Magdalene, and we see in the New Testament over a third of his ministry was deliverance, we have to do that. We have to emulate the ministry of the Lord in order to have a successful ministry. Now, let's just talk about successful ministries for a moment. Is a successful ministry the most expensive ministry in the world, or having the biggest church in town? Or is the ministry being able to stand in front of the Lord and say, Lord, I did it your way? And the ministers that have all of this money, and they mulk the people in the church and taken that money and just relished it on their own lifestyles, when they stand in front of the Lord, they're going to have to say, Lord, I did it my way. But I was a success. I had five Cadillacs. I had a yacht. I had a $5 million home. I had this. I had that. There's one local pastor I heard them say on the radio, I go over to Disney World all the time. I love Disney World. And every time I take my kids to Disney World, it's nothing for me to spend $10,000 on a weekend. And it just about made me faint. I was riding down the street in the car and had to shake my head. I said, Lord, my God, and they even are willing to admit these things to those poor souls that are giving in to those ministries. You see, the reason that people give in to ministries is, number one, they're supposed to support the pastor, but the pastor is supposed to have a spiritual sense to know that you're not supposed to take the money that you get from the church and go down and squander it on Disney World. You're supposed to support the pastor and his wife and maybe even their parsonage and their car expenses and things like that. But the other reason for it is to help the poor, to be able to reach out to your community, to be able to spread the gospel. And that's what you do, Omega Man. You're in this to spread the gospel. You see, you've had the good life. You've lived in luxury. You've had plenty, just like I at one time had plenty. You know what it's like to have just anything you want. All you have to do is just think it and just go and get it. But you see, one thing that both of us found out is that does not satisfy the soul. The only
right.
thing that satisfies the soul is serving Jesus.
Amen.
And once you connect into the living God, you say, Lord, you've been so wonderful to me, so graceful to me. And then the next thing, you look at your family and you see the soul conditions of the members of your family. And then you look into the world and you see the darkness of the world and you see the entire world on its way to hell, and you say to the Lord, what can I do? Now, in your case, Omega Man, he's given you a wonderful talent, and that talent is that you grew up in a family that was a media family, and you understood media. I don't know that you really understood the talent that you had, that you would be able to break bread across the world as you're doing now, that you really did have that, that he had given you that talent to be a radio talk show host, that you would be able to express the things that you learned even as a child that stayed in your heart. And then when you became a Christian, all that stuff comes rolling back, and you're able to take that with the modern things that you understand and put it together so that you can attract souls into the glory of God. But you see people that support you, people that are supporting me in this hour of time, and people, I can tell you what we're all called, and that includes you too. We're called end time ministers. We're called the hidden ones. We're called the ones that God has hidden until such a time as this. We're called the ministers that will go forth and break the crusty hardness of people's hearts so that they can see and hear the gospel, so that the conviction of the Lord can fall upon them and nestle upon them until they give up and give their hearts to Jesus. It's the most wonderful ministry that the world has ever seen, because, you see, what this particular end-time ministry is, it's a ministry that is about souls. It's the end-time harvest. Now, in terms of America and the world, there are people, for instance, because of the soul condition of the world, there are people that have given up on our country, and they say, well, you know, we're under God's judgment, and that's it. So I'm just not going to pray for America anymore. That is just sheer stupidity.
That's
because
right.
Because of the fact there are souls. There's souls in my family. There's souls in your family. There's souls in the people that are supporting this ministry. And when we look at the souls, like Thanksgiving, you go to the Thanksgiving dinner and you're sitting there and you are the only believer in the room, that tells me the need of prayer. When you sit there and you're actually treated like an outsider because you believe in Jesus and they don't. And after all, they want to smoke and they want to have their alcohol. They want to tell their little dirty jokes and the things that people do in the world. And when you walk in the room, all of a sudden they clam up and they feel like they're in some sort of bondage because they're not free to freely sin. It's not because of you. It's because Jesus is in you, and Jesus and his presence convict. So you feel like an outsider within your own worldly family during these holidays. But the truth is that I believe that God is going to save my family.
Amen.
And when I look into the book of Acts and I see Acts 2:38-39, and it tells me to repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. It encourages me to know this, that when you become the believer in your household, you are the standing tree for that house, and you are the one that must stand and pray and intercede and stand and love them. If they're in sin, you love them. If they're in prison, you love them. No matter what's going on in their life, if they're in darkness, if they're witches, if they're psychics, if they're adulterers, no matter what they do, you look at them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I'm praying for you. And one day you'll see that individual come into the kingdom because you have been willing to take your time and stand in intercession for that person. Now, if every Christian could just get a vision that I must go to the prayer meeting so that I can intercede for my family members, just my family members alone, because if I'm not at that prayer meeting, nobody's going to be praying for my family members. I'm going to tell you, it will make a difference in your prayer life. It will make a difference in you showing up for that hour or those 2 hours to pray for your family. And your prayers for your family will begin to break down the walls. It will begin to bind up those powers that are controlling their lives. You will begin to learn how to move in the spiritual realms and bind and tear down the walls of resistance to the Lord. You will begin to see how to stand in the gap, not only for your family, but for your church and for your city and for your state and for your country and for the mayor and the governor and the president and the Congress. Why do you think that our country has fallen like a ton of lead overnight into a communistic country? Yes, yes. When they can take you in the airports of this country and take their dirty hands and stick them down into your pants and feel your privates, that is communism, sheer communism. And take those blue gloves and stick them in pants after pants without changing them between each pants. Just think of the germs. Just think of the lice that you might be getting. Who knows where that person has been just before they took a flight? Who knows the last bath they had? Who knows the dirt that nestles down in those pants? But there they are in America. They're doing that. And people in the world are saying, I'm not coming to America, because America is examining us, and they're putting us in these x-ray machines that will give us cancer.
Yes.
And what are we to do? We just won't fly. That's what my stance is now. But the point is how did all of this happen so suddenly? It just seemed to happen. We elect the first black man. He calls himself black, actually. He's 50-50 is the way I see it.
He's actually more white than black.
Amen. And so
yes,
there he is. But we call him the first black man of America, and just within 9 months, he's got the whole communist agenda through. He's appointed czars all around, and these czars seem to have more power than our local elected officials. And our Constitution is meaningless anymore. People don't even think about going into court and say, I'm going to sue those people. They don't have the right to put their hands in my privates. Even cops can't do that.
That's right.
Well, it's because the church doesn't pray. It's because it's lost its way. It's because people have lost its vision. It's because people have become self-centered. It's because people have gotten into this new religion of give me, give me, give me. I'll give you a dollar if God will give me 10 back. This kind of thinking has been carefully taught to church people now for a period of probably 30 years, and they believe the lie. And the only people that came out of that teaching with anything, the devil gave those pastors and those church leaders plenty of dough. They have mansions. Some of the television ministries have multi-million-dollar mansions. Mansions scattered all over America,
oh, yes,
and the world, jet planes, all kinds of luxuries. They live better than the Queen of England.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you something. I would rather stand before the throne of God and have one soul.
Amen.
That I was obedient to reach out and touch for Christ and stand before his throne and him look at me and say, well done, O faithful servant. That's why I called you, is because I knew that you would be obedient to pray for that one soul.
Amen.
You see, one soul to Jesus is worth the whole world, because he said, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? The blood of Jesus is the biggest equalizer in the world. You know, in England and in other countries, you will see royalty go into the cathedrals and into the Christian churches and mingle with the common people in the name of Jesus Christ. It's an equalizer. That's what the cross says. It means that queen, that king, their soul is worth no more to the Lord Jesus Christ than the poorest little person that sits in that church.
That's right. So no respecter of persons.
And we need to begin to understand that when we come here on Sunday night to pray, that we're here for this specific reason. We're here to intercede for our country, for our families, for our own well-being, so that we can stand in the dark days that we're facing. We need to understand that our prayers are not in vain, that
Amen.
It changes things. We need to look at the radio shows that we're having on Saturday night. Last night we had two witches. One was a generational witch that came on the radio, and she had already become a Christian, but she was tormented, and she said she never thought that she could ever be free. And the reason that she thought that is she was going to a church that claimed to be a deliverance ministry, but yet she couldn't get free. Within minutes on the Omega Man radio show, there she was, as free as a bird.
Free
of all of those tormenting dark spirits. And there she was, a woman that had grown up in a witchcraft family, mother, father, brothers, sisters, herself, all practicing witchcraft down to human sacrifices. And God pulled that woman out, and she walked around in the Christian church in torment. And we have pastors that would have told her, oh, no, honey, you don't have a demon. Christians can't have a demon. You know Jesus, don't you? And she would say, yes, I know Jesus, but there's a demon coming in my bed at night and raping me. Oh, no, you're just dreaming those things. That's your imagination. Christians can't have demons. I'm telling you, if they're not driven out, they can have demons in the
Amen.
World. Filled with Christians that are tormented day in and day out, while these pastors keep the blinders over their eyes.
Yes.
Instead of going to their knees and saying, God, I heard that radio program, and I know something happened. I could hear the difference in that woman's voice. I heard that devil speaking out of her voice. Whenever I ask her, the Lord just showed me, said, ask her if she's got a devil that comes into her bedroom at night. And I asked her that, and the devil spoke out of that woman's mouth and said, I slapped her. She wasn't supposed to tell you that
right.
I commend her. Let me tell you something. This stuff is real.
Yes,
we're real. And we're here because God has put us here.
Amen.
And we, by the way, today, Omega Man heard us on our new radio programs. Isn't that
sure
right?
Sure did. Yes, ma'am. I went over to the two stations to monitor it, and we were on WWCR shortwave, which is 9.350 megahertz. For those of you who have shortwave radios, it's every Sunday afternoon 4 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 1 p.m. Pacific. And then we were on American Voice Radio Network, AVR1, which is a satellite dish, goes out over KU band, and we aired at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific. Now, you can also catch these programs by going over to the accompanying website for both of those networks, and the link to them is over at megamanradio.com. So I want to thank everybody who is partnering with us that is enabling us to get out there and reach some people who do not necessarily listen to the Internet or have access. I was surprised at the sheer numbers, Dr. Pat, of people that don't listen to the Internet, and they rely on the shortwave radio for their main means of getting news. And some of them, by choice, they believe the Internet is going down, and so they want to be prepared and make sure that they're up to date on what's going on in the world. And that's actually a good thing to have is a shortwave radio. You can pick up channels from around the world, and so we praise God for that opportunity there. And I want to thank everybody who has helped us, and want to say hello to all of our Canadian friends. We've got a large Canadian audience tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
And you know, the reason that we were able to so quickly hop up on these opportunities that the Lord has given us is because of you, because of these prayers that you do for us, and also because of your giving. And we have an opportunity to go on another shortwave radio, which is one of the largest in the world, and we're checking the time out as we speak to you. And we're believing for more income to come, and as soon as we reach our financial goal of income, I believe that Omega Man is checking into getting time on that radio outlet. And what is that one called, Omega Man?
It's called World Harvest. It's another shortwave network that spreads over the entire United States. They have a prime time period available over there. It's an 8 p.m. Eastern time, which when you're looking at media time, that's one of the prime times that everybody goes for. It was available Monday through Friday strip. So we're talking to them now. That was the network started by Lester Summerall and LaCie Broadcasting. They have a number of antennas across the United States and around the world. And so they literally blanket the globe with the shortwave signal. That's our next goal, is to go on World Harvest. And then beyond that, what comes next? Well, there's opportunities to get on high power AM, FM stations across the country. And then I believe TV is not too far in the future, Dr. Pat.
Well,
of course, I hope it's at least a few weeks away so I can lose some more weight.
Amen. And you know, you got to let off on that raw sugar and that cream.
I know. Pray
we
for
bind
me, saints.
That in the name of Jesus. But let me tell you, you don't understand the significance of this, of how quickly God has been working in this radio program. It's one of the fastest growing radio shows in the country at this time. And it's the first radio program that I know of in the world, really, that is casting demons out live, where you can interact with it, and you have the anointing and the power to join with us in prayer and see God setting captives instantly free on the air. It's an exciting thing to see somebody come out of darkness into the light. We've seen more than a half a dozen, probably around a dozen witches and wizards set free right now.
Amen.
And we've seen children, we've seen parents, we've seen daddies, moms, Satanists, all kinds of people set free since God opened up this radio program. And I don't think it's been open more than a couple of months. But look at what God has already done. And you are a part of a move of God, the beginning of it, the mouth of it. And that mouth of this beginning is going to just explode, because there's one thing that God had a great compassion for when he walked on this earth, and it was to set the captives free.
Amen.
It was when he saw somebody that was tied up by demons, and his compassion went out for them, and the rejection that he received for casting out devils, let me tell you, he didn't care about that. He cared about that soul. And you see that crowds were following him. The people that were religious people of that day were turning out to see what he was doing so that they could shut him down, so that they could slander him. He didn't care about all of that, nor do I, or Mega Man doesn't care either.
That's right.
But the truth is that you're going to come under attack when you do what we do. So I just wanted to take a moment and thank every one of you for praying for us and our families.
Amen.
Because we're right now on the front lines, and God is protecting us as he's protecting you. And we just want to welcome you onto the front lines of the battle and know that you and Jesus makes a majority. So,
amen. You know, Dr. Pat, one soul, the value just cannot be measured. You know, imagine one soul coming to Christ, one that otherwise would have died and spent an eternity in the lake of fire and torment.
Amen.
For someone to make a difference in a person's life, lead them to Christ, see them escape hell, you know, that would be akin to actually taking a bullet for a fellow soldier in a war zone.
Amen.
Saving someone else's life by giving up yours. I mean, it has that same value. And maybe sometimes we don't see that. We say, well, yes, we've led some people to Jesus Christ. Folks, you saved someone from an eternity in the lake of fire by being obedient to Christ and leading them to the Lord so that Jesus Christ would save them. So don't underestimate the value of a soul. You know, I think, boy, if at the end I just saw one soul led to Christ, it's worth it. But there's
right.
an opportunity for so much more than that. I mean, literally, there have been dozens of people that have been led to Christ since we started the program, and I give the Lord the praise. And when you partner with these programs, you're actually partnering with Jesus Christ, because he's the one that does the saving. He does the deliverance. We're just workers. And, you know, we all get the same credit for this. One person plants a seed in other waters that they both share in the harvest. So I praise God for this opportunity. And it's really exciting, Dr. Pat, because I believe that, like Jesus said, you know, the fields are white. They're ready to be harvested. There's souls
that's
out there.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. Being a Christian is becoming separated from the world. We're not of this world. We're in the world. And Jesus prayed that God would protect us from the world, which he has me. Over the years, the 35 years that I've been in the ministry, I can actually tell you that I have walked alone with the Lord. In Jacksonville, Florida, there is one minister that has stood with me over the years, and that's Dr. Baboni, who is my pastor. He's a little Spanish pastor, wonderful man of God.
Yes.
But most of the other pastors have not ever prayed for me. They have not stood for me or with me. They have not investigated to see what I was doing, if I was of God. I know that a lot of gossip has gone on, a lot of slander goes on against my name, my church, my people. I've been a very public person. I've been on radio locally probably for 25 years here, local television probably for more than 8 years. And I talk on these radio shows and the television shows just exactly like I talk on this show.
Yes.
And I am blunt, and I say what God tells me to say, and if it hurts, it hurts. But the truth of it is the pastors are mostly following after what they think are the stars. And the book of Jude calls a lot of these stars wandering stars. And you know, sometimes in space, a star will break loose from the magnetic field, and it shoots away from its groupings, and it's known as a wandering star. And it has no place or no reason, or it doesn't have a purpose. And you could even look upon it as a rebellious star. But they have chased after these wandering stars that you look at over in the book of in the book of Jude. And what happens is those wandering stars have led them into a fake, false gospel, a materialistic, fleshy gospel, a gospel that is void without seeking God's will, without seeking souls for his kingdom. And so they think they're successful, as I mentioned earlier, because of things. And you know, Jesus doesn't care about things. The Bible says that he owns all of the gold in the world. He owns it. The devil doesn't own the gold and the silver. And he owns the wealth of the world. And whenever you look at Jesus at the judgment seat, and you think that you're successful because of your worldly wealth, he's going to say, you know, that was just a thing. But I want you to look at this, and he will show you on a movie screen the souls that dropped into the pit of hell because of your disobedience, because you went away from the foundations of the Word of God and Jesus Christ as being alive, and you became ashamed of the name of Jesus because you withstood rejection. Rejection means nothing to me. They can't hurt me. It doesn't bother me. If somebody doesn't come over and pat me on the back, I'm looking for the day that he'll pat me on the back. But I tell you, prayer is very, very important. And
amen.
I believe and thank every one of you that prayed for me, because it has made a difference in my walk and in my life to have so many people that love me and pray for me. This is really the first time in my Christian life that I've had such a wonderful intercessory backup. And I just wanted to thank you. And thank you, Omega Man, for praying for me too.
Well, praise God for you, Dr. Pat, and for all the believers out there that have been praying. You know, the word says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when the brothers and sisters in Christ out there get together and they pray, God hears the prayers. I have no doubt about it. And we have to pray. What else are we going to do? How do we know that God might not set his timetable of judgment back? He has done it before. I think he's just waiting to see if people really care enough to intercede to him. I mean, God can do anything that he wants to do. But why should he do it if we don't even care enough to get together and pray? So, you know, that's been on our hearts, folks. Dr. Pat has been doing it for a number of years right there at the Miracle Church in Jacksonville. And when we got together, we said, you know, we need to take this thing to the radio and get more people to join. So that's why we're doing this program tonight, every Sunday night at 8 p.m., is to get the people together and come together in agreement and pray, give you an opportunity to put your prayer request forward. We'll pray over those. You can call in if you need prayer. You can put your prayer in through the chat room. You can email us. I even got an email tonight, Dr. Pat, from Jonathan over in the U.K.
Oh, and, yes, John.
God opened the door for him, and he's got a new job over there, so he was not able to be with us live tonight, but he sent in his prayer request by email. So you can do that, too.
And so let's do what we've been talking about, because I understand that we are going to be opening up the prayer lines tonight. And so I'll just start it off, and then Omega Man will pray. And I want you to join us in the chat room, and let's all get in one accord.
Amen.
And you can put scriptures up there, and we bind Jared Hensley in Jesus' name, and we bind that Antichrist spirit that just came into the chat room in the name of Jesus. And we say to you, every devil of unbelief is bound. The spirits of rebellion, alcohol, drugs, sex, every ungodly thing, we cage them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we disconnect them from your mind to give you an opportunity to be convicted by the Holy Ghost to receive Jesus. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name for this man and his life and what he can be. And, Father, we ask that you have mercy upon his soul in Jesus' name. And we all pray for Jared Hensley. And we bind the perverse spirits, the cussing spirits, the Antichrist rebellion, every ungodly thing that walks in darkness with him. We bind all family curses. And, Father God, we put him into your hands. We ask that you release from your throne warring angels, God, to come and war against those devils that come against him, the spirits of unbelief. We thank you, Father, for what we think you will do for Jared in Jesus' name. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the people in the chat room tonight. We praise you tonight for every prayer warrior that is listening in their cars and up on the web pages. We give you glory and praise for the ones that will hear this program on satellite and on shortwave radio. We thank you for those programs that you played for us today. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all of the people, God, are in one accord. We thank you that they're all right now praying for Jared and his soul. We thank you that they're all praying for the unbelievers in their cities, in their households, in their families, in this country. We thank you that we're all praying for the backsliders in your church, and there's so many of them, God, that once served you diligently that no longer stand. The devil has blinded the pastors of your church in many instances. These are men that were once mighty men of God preaching the word with zeal and flames of fire who no longer seek after your ways. God, we take authority over all of the devils of unbelief and rebellion and false gospel and antichrist. We come against false religious spirits, Kundalini. We come against following after the wandering stars. We come against every spiritual blindness and deafness. Every devil that has the church bound, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. We command you that you are going to loose God's people. And all of the people that belong to God will hear his voice. And they will come out of the unbelieving churches. We bind up all of those seducing spirits over your church, God. We come against the false prophets and bind their voices, and we cage those devils in the name of Jesus. We bind their fame and their acceptance within the body of Christ. We bind up all the false signs and wonders and the deceptions and the seductions. We come against all of the devils that are leading people to wander from the truth of the Word of God. We bind the fascination to evil ways, objects, persons. We bind all the repression, the witches and the wizards that have come into the church, the agents of Satan to steal souls right in the presence of pastors who are blinded and cannot see. We bind their powers. We bind their seductions. We bind their potions. We come against their ritualisms, their satanic blindness. their spells, their hexes, their curses, their blood sacrifices, animal sacrifices, human sacrifices that they have made for the churches of the world, for the country, and for the countries of the world. We bind these devils and cage every one of them. We command every one of them to go into the cage, to become isolated from each other. We forbid them to talk to each other, to be able to give each other power, to be able to receive power from the powers and the principalities, the wicked ruling spirits in heavenly places. We bind up all of those stargates that have been opened by these false Christian ministers all over the world. We bind those angelic powers that have come through those stargates and into the churches and are ministering to God's people, laying their dirty hands on God's people, pretending to be angels of light. We bind those things up in the name of Jesus. All these false miracles, these gems, these false diamonds, all of this gold dust, voodoo spirits, every devil that has come to rob the kingdom of God, you are bound this very day. And we forbid the spirits of bondage to operate in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, addictions to cigarettes and drugs and alcohol. We bind you, addictions to food, in the name of Jesus. Servants of corruption, we come against you. All of these compulsive iniquities, sins, bondage to sins, offerings to Satan, every devil that has blinded the ministers of America and the world, we bind you. We tear down the strongholds over the pastors' hearts and their minds and their spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind up all the lies and the seductions, and we forbid you to continue your operation over God's people. We stand in the gap here today, God, and one person and you make a majority. Tonight, we have thousands of people listening to us, and we stand in agreement with every believer. And, Lord, you said that if we agree touching on any one thing, it'll be that way in heaven and earth. And we know, God, that you look upon our prayers as sweet-smelling savor before your throne, and that you react to us. You said in the word that you looked for a man to stand in the gap. Tonight, you have thousands of people standing in the gap for our nation and for the world. And we lift these prayers up and our voices up, and we say, God, that we can make a difference. We can change the darkness and the way the world is headed because, Lord, we're asking the Father to dispatch to this world the warring angels that we need to come down those ladders of Jacob, to begin to go forth and war against the powers and the principalities that have had their way so long because of the cover of darkness that Satan has been able to put over the eyes of the people because they have followed the Pied Piper through music. We bind all the demonic music up in the churches. We bind the music up that have backmasking on it. We bind up this contemplative prayer movement all over the world now, where people are willingly going into churches and laying down on the floor and putting themselves in self-hypnotic trances, and they say that they're worshiping Satan. Meanwhile, Satan is filling their empty minds with devils, and which will eventually come out in their everyday life. We bind that movement up. We bind this emerging church up that we see just scattering all over the world, where Protestant churches now have statues in them And they ask the people to choose which idol that they want to pray to. And that's the one that they pray to. We bind that spiritual darkness and blindness up. Talking to the dead God, these people that claim that they're going into heaven and they're having casual conversations with the Lord Jesus and dead people that have gone before us and members of their family, necromancy devils scattered all over the churches. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. And we don't have to just have our minds zeroed in on just us and our local church. Our minds are zeroed in on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is all over the world. And we're speaking to the devils in every church.
Yes.
And we're saying those cages are being filled with devils all over the world as we pray here tonight. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against this third wave movement, the unity, all the intercessors that are blindly going into circles and holding hands and praying for the success of the New World Order Church. And they have established themselves in every community with their apostles and with their gatekeepers. And they think that they control every city and no one can have a church or no one can invite a speaker in unless they say, well, I don't submit to them and I do what God tells me to do, as I know other ministers in this world do. And I know little churches right here in my own hometown that are suffering because these big mega ministries have taken it upon themselves to think that they rule and reign. Well, I say Jesus reigns. And I ask you, Jesus, that you go into every town in this world and that you establish your church, because as you told Peter, you said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Lord Jesus, you told them at that meeting, you told Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And from your words to that one man sprang thousands and, yes, billions of saints throughout the ages that came to the cross and received you and established churches all over the world. No man is in charge of my spiritual life. There is no man that can tell me what to do. I listen to your voice and to the word of God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up this controlling devil over the pastors, this false gospel that has been received all over the world. I command this thing to be torn apart, ripped apart. I command these devils to divide. I forbid them to give strength to this movement anymore. And although they have worldwide intercessors that pray against Pat Holliday every day because Pat Holliday's done to cover them, you have not been able to do a thing to me. And if I can stand, the little churches can stand. And if the little churches can stand, they will burst forth like a flame in each and every city in this land. They will prevail. Those street ministries that are out there saving souls every single day with no support from you because they haven't come under your covering, I'm telling you they will prevail. I'm telling you the signs and the wonders will continue to prevail. I'm telling you that you have no part and parcel in the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're stronger than you. We might be smaller than you at this point, but you cannot have victory because we're standing in the gap. And every devil that has come to destroy the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak to you today. And you will go into those cages. You will obey the name of Jesus. You will bow your knee to the name of Jesus, because the word says that every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, I speak to these devils of communism that has taken over our nation, our president, our senators, our congressmen, this shadow government that rules, these bankers that have destroyed our country through thievery. I command these things to come out and open. I forbid these devils to protect these people that are stealing from our country in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command them to be arrested in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I command these devils that are protecting them to be caged, not only in America, but every country in the world. I say to you, we will not sit back and die as they did in Russia. You led the Christians in Russia to the slaughter. And I remember asking the Lord as a baby Christian, I said, Lord, there were so many Christians over in Russia. I know some of them today. How come they had to die like that? And how come the unbelievers were able to take that country over when there was only 1% of them took over that country? 90% went into captivity. How come? And the Lord told me, because they did not understand their authority, and they did not understand who he was, and they did not understand when they raised their voice to his throne and get in agreement with him that one person in Jesus makes a majority. They did not understand how he could send one person to Africa like Taylor that could conquer a continent for him. They did not understand how one man could come into a city and pray and intercede and conquer the city and leave that city with the bars closing, with people getting supernatural healings and running to the churches, and many times pastors receiving conversions in that one man's meeting. Father, one person and you make a majority. And tonight we have many walking in agreement with us that are intensely believing that these prayers on Sunday night are making a difference to your church and to our nation, to our cities, and to our people, and most of all to our immediate families. We give you praise here tonight because you're the living God. And we stand in the gap believing that you will open the eyes of the non-believers, of the people that are walking around in a state of confusion, believing that they live from day to day, hand to mouth. And Father, there are even Christians out on the street begging for bread. We lift up every person that's seeking for a job, that you will open up the doorway for them, a job, God. Good jobs, just as it used to be. We bind up this communist spirit that's driving our president and driving the people that he's appointed into office, and we put division in that enemy camp. We say nothing you do shall be covered. In all of these high-powered meetings that you're going to, even the one next week, we take authority over them.
Yes,
we command the spirits of division to be released in those meetings. We command darkness to flee, and that other countries' eyes will open to see what you're doing and what the people that you're connecting to are doing. We command in the name of Jesus that all of these insiders, the Committee of 300, all of these Illuminati people to become uncovered. And we command that you will be exposed, not only exposed, but arrested in Jesus' name. We cover the men and women of God, whether they're believers or non-believers, that are lifting up the truth and holding the feet to the fire, exposing the truth. Father God, we lift up Jones. Now, I want you to begin in the chat room, if you will, as Omega Man and I begin to pray for this. I want you to name people that you know that are standing, risking their life to get the truth out. And believe me, if you're telling the truth, you're risking your life today. We're risking our life just to say these prayers today. I lift up Jones and Alex Jones. And Father God, I've heard Alex Jones confess publicly, freely, without reserve, that he believes that Jesus Christ is his personal Savior. I don't know the depth of his Christianity, but he freely does confess that. And we lift him up. He's doing a wonderful work. He's exposing the enemy, as are others. And we stand in one accord, and we believe, God, that your divine protection falls upon him, and that your protection will fall upon his family and upon his workers, upon his radio outlets, his television outlets, that we call forth the finances that he needs to continue his work. We call forth every need that is lifted up, and we agree that they shall be met. And now you pray for Steve, Omega Man.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to agree in prayer. We lift up Steve Quill, Father God. We lift up Hawk. We lift up the River Pirate. We lift up Russ Dizdar. We lift up Tom Horn. We lift up Stuart Bess. We lift up Larry Taylor. All the men and women of God that have been out there on the front lines. Alex Jones, Rick Wiles, even George Norrie, Father God. Bring him to Christ. We lift these people up, God, and we ask that you would loose warrior angels to go and surround them. We bind the spirit of infirmity, which has attacked many of these names just called. We bind it.
And their families.
And we command it to loose them and their families in Jesus' name. We ask God for a hedge of protection over them and their families. We apply the blood of Jesus to them right now. Father God, we got an alert tonight that Israel is in an extreme period of drought. So we bless Israel right now. We ask, God, that you'd loose the windows of heaven and let the rain fall on Israel. Let the rain fall, God. We ask that you would bind any foul spirits operating right now in Netanyahu and in the president, prime minister there in that country. We bind any foul spirits trying to keep him from standing up for Israel. We bind any foul spirits in Hillary Clinton and any American ambassadors going over there and trying to put pressure on Israel to give up the land that you gave them to the descendants of Abraham in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that you would expose the plans of the enemy down there on the border, expose the plans of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan. Let them uncover any plots to smuggle arms in there for an attack on Israel right now, in Jesus' name. God, bless them and let them have the water. We bind any principality over Israel, any powers and principalities blocking that water. We bind them in Jesus' name and cage them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God,
we,
I move on.
Mars.
And text Mars. We lift him up right now. We bind those that skin illness. We bind any skin infection that has attacked him. Loose him and let him go. In Jesus' name, we command these infirmities to leave these people of God right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. God, let your healing power flow tonight in Jesus' name. Lift up Chuck Missler. Father God, I ask that you would bring R.G. Stair to repentance for being a pedophile. I ask that you would bring him to Christ before it is too late in Jesus' name. Lift up Lynn Marzulli. Lift up Daniel Ott. We lift up these radio and TV talk show hosts, God, in Jesus' name. Steve Bell and his wife, we bind that spirit of infirmity attacking his wife. We bind the parasites. We command the parasites to die in Jesus' name. Be roasted right now by the power of Jesus Christ. Command those parasites to shrivel up and die right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lift up Chris Pinto. We lift up Chris White. Father God, we ask for a healing touch on the family of 4-year-old Cody. We ask that you lift them up. Loose ministering spirits to them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Sid Roth, Lord.
We lift up Sid Roth, Father God. Open the door and use him in a mighty way to reach the lost. And God, we ask that you would open his eyes to the third wave of Kundalini deception and help him to
Paul
see
Pilgrim.
What it is. Lift up Paul Pilgrim, Father God. We ask you to send ministering spirits to him. Bless his business in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you would send ministering spirits to anybody who has lost their spouse. And we're asking that you would open up the door and send them a new Christian husband or wife, whichever their situation is, in Jesus' name. Father God,
I want everybody to also be writing your local pastors' names down. And let's pray for the local churches because, you know, revival starts in the home. It starts with one person and then it spreads. Go ahead.
Amen. We lift up David Ills, Nathan Leal. God, we ask that you would give them the resources that they need to continue preaching the truth. God, I also...
Bishop Canco.
Yes, and Bishop Canco. And the Dr. D.K. Olakoya, we ask God for hedge of protection around them. We break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells off of Dr. Pat, myself, all the believers listening, and all these names that have been mentioned thus far. We break them off and command them to go back to the demon that sent them sevenfold in Jesus Christ's name. We apply the blood of Jesus to everybody listening. We ask God for a hedge of protection around the people of God tonight. We ask that you loose angels to open up new doors of opportunities for people that do not have jobs tonight. God, open the door for them to get the income that they need to support their families. For people that do not have homes, God, I ask that you would open up a door this week that they will be able to have a roof over their head. In Jesus' name, we lift up Gil Ripplinger, Reverend Ted Geis, Brother Dan Caitlin of Messiah's Branch. God, open up the door that they can have more resources to feed the homeless there in Wichita, Kansas, in Jesus' name. Philip and Diana Hamilton. Pastor Bill Winsome. God, you know their needs out there tonight. Brother Holtzhauser, we ask God for a healing touch on him right now. We bind cancer, we bind the kidney and liver failure, and we bind that Agent Orange and command you to come off of him right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name right now. Brother Wright, Brother Johnson, David Wilkerson. God, show him the reality of demons in his own church, and that a Christian can be demonized.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
God, the Assemblies of God, let's pray for some of the denominations.
Go ahead, Dr.
That light will. Father, we lift up, and y'all lift up the denominations as we pray because, you know, I don't know everything. Father, we lift up the Assembly of God and the Church of God. We thank you, God, that they carried the light for so many years. And Father God, that they zeroed in and they took, many of them took the charismatic movement in when it first started, when no church would open its doors. They even took the Catholic new believers in that became born again back in those days, God, and nurtured them. And Father, one of the things that they say that they don't believe is that the Christians can't have a demon. And I've seen pastors demon-possessed. I've seen pastors committing adultery. I've seen them committing homosexuality, even molesting young children over my lifetime as a Christian. And we know that those things come directly from the kingdom of hell. And we ask you, God, that you begin to minister to the heads of the denominations. And, Father, begin to put people in key positions that are believers, that have an understanding of your word, that will return these denominations back to the foundations that they started with, that they will see Jesus as the mighty God. Father, I remember when Wednesday night prayer meeting was the biggest thing going on in town in Jacksonville. We have churches on every corner in our town, as do others. And Father God, you couldn't have a worldly event because nobody would show up. They would all be in the churches in prayer. And the reason that we're losing the battle is they no longer want to pray, God. They just want to appear at Wednesday night eating services and partying. There's a church right here in Jacksonville, within 500 feet of my own church, that have ballroom dancing in the sanctuary, and the pastor is calling for people to come dressed in black. Karate dancing, yoga things, all kinds of manner of weird things, Holy Ghost dancing and parties, and getting drunk and laughing in the spirit, which is nothing but the Kundalini spirit god. Eastern religion, you go over into their temples in India, and the guru stands before them, and they laugh for 45 minutes, and they get up and go home, and they're energized for the rest of the week by the Kundalini spirit. That's going on right here in American churches. We take authority over the favor over those pastors and over those ministries that have brought that spirit of darkness into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take authority over all of the false revivals that are going on in this country. All of the wolves in sheep's clothing, we bind you up in Jesus' name. And Father God, we bind that Masonic spirit that has energized itself in Christian churches all over the country. And we ask, God, that you begin to show the truth to the people, that you begin, Lord, to open the eyes of the pastors and let them know that you will not sit at the table with BL, and they cannot sit at the table with Jesus. We give you the praise that you will tear down the idols of the church, God. And, Father, that Jesus Christ will be raised up and lifted high once again in America. We thank you today, God, for what you're doing in this prayer meeting tonight, and we know that it's worldwide. We particularly lift up Canada tonight. Now, we're going to pray for countries. We have people from all over the world that listen to our programs, and so if you will, begin to write countries' names down. Father, we lift up Canada. We have a lot of people listening in our radio programs from Canada. And Father God, it's my understanding that Canada's government has gone into deeper darkness than ours has at this moment. But our president's trying to get us there. But we bind that up in the name of Jesus, and we say, no, we will not go in Jesus' name. But God, we lift up Canada and its parliament and its forms of government. And we know that it's right under the Queen of England. And Father, England itself, and both of these countries are deeper in the socialistic move than we are at this point. And Father, we break it up in the name of Jesus. We pray for the people in the parliament that are standing for truth. We pray for the few Christians that are in the parliaments that stand and will speak from the floor the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind those spirits of blindness over the Queen in Jesus' name and over the presidents of the country and the prime ministers, the ambassadors of Canada and England. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we tear down the powers and the principalities, the rulers of darkness in high places over the minds of these people, the darkness, the blood sacrifice, the witchcraft, this Harry Potter book that was released and funded by very wealthy people from England and from America. And the blindness, we break the spell of Harry Potter and the Chronicles book over America and the children of the world and their parents. And we say, God, that their parents will be able to see the damage that they have done to their children by buying those books and taking them to those movies and reading those books to them And Father, that the parents will come crying with repentance, God. And Father, that the children can be saved. Satan, you came right into the church, and through Rick Warren and through many of the other international television programs and ministers and local churches, filling buses filled with Christian children, taking them to those theaters to pollute their minds. Father God, we ask for your holy conviction to fall upon those ministers that did that. And Father God, we lift up the churches in all of these lands that where the people are lifting up the countries now, for the people that are being persecuted for their faith, God, over in these communistic countries. People are dying for the name of Jesus as we speak. People have died. People are in the underground churches in many of the countries as we pray tonight. We lift up those saints and we pray that you will give them strength and that they will stand firm, even to the point of death if necessary, God, that they will, and we too will, be able to stand for what's ahead for us. Now, you pray, amen.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all the principalities and powers, strong men, kings and rulers, associated with the demon called Allah. Worldwide, we bind him right now. And we bind Buddha. We bind this foul spirit called Buddha, which is worshipped in the Hindu temples. We bind it and cage him in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the followers of Allah and Buddha right now, we bind and cage these foul spirits inside them. We close the third eye operating in anybody around the world. We close all the seven demonic chakras right now. Let them be sealed, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and not be opened again in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that you would put a wall of the blood of Jesus, a tent of the blood of Jesus, over all witches' covens worldwide, here in the United States, over Massachusetts, and any other witches and warlock covens, Lori Cabot, her crew, and around the world, Father God, we ask that you'd put a tent over these witches and covens, over all the Buddhist temples. Here in America, I know we have one in Lilburn, Georgia, and I know we have one in Bar Samadam Road over in Austin, Texas. We place one over there. We place them over every Hindu and Buddhist temple and Muslim mosque across the world. And God, as they start to pray and do their incantations at 5 a.m. in the morning, we ask that those prayers would be blocked and sent back with judgment back on the demon that inspired them. Sevenfold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bind up all the foul
and
spirits.
Civil war.
Inside their covens, inside the mosque, inside these Buddhist temples. We command those foul spirits to engage in civil war and turn on the strong man. We ask God to use blindness and confusion on the camp of the enemy. We bind Obama's mother-in-law, who's doing Santeria voodoo out of the White House, and in this network of Santeria and voodoo priests that Michelle Obama talked about, are doing spiritual warfare for her husband. We bind all those foul spirits operating in them, and we command them to turn on the strong man in civil war right now, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of Antichrist working out of the White House, in Jesus' name. Father God, over in England, right now, we bind all foul spirits and cage them, operating in Prime Minister David Cameron, the Chancellor,
yes,
Executor George Osborne, Foreign Secretary William Hague. We bind the foul spirits operating in them right now in Jesus' name. We bind and cage all foul spirits operating in the BBC, the Director General and his dozen senior managers, in Pinewood and Shepperton Film Studios, God, that pumped out this abomination called Harry Potter. We bind and cage all foul spirits operating in J.K. Rowling right now. And God, I ask that you would put spiritual cages outside of all the theaters worldwide where these films are showing. And as the people step in to see the movies, we command the foul spirits to go into the cage in Jesus' name and come out of those people. We bind all the foul spirits working in England through the Druids, over there through Stonehenge, in Jesus' name. We ask that you would bring repentance to England and take the scales off the people's eyes, God, that they'll see what time it is. In Jesus' name. Not only England, but go ahead, Dr. Pat.
The Congress and the Senate, they are going to bring to the floor to be able to shut down the internet. Begin to write your congressman and your senator's name down, if you know who they are. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put division up there in the Senate and the Congress, and we release the fear to vote for these radical agendas in these last few remaining days of this old Senate that has brought so much tyranny into our country with their crazy bills of the health care bill. And Father God, there's many of them that they're fixing to try to ram through before the new Congress and the new Senate comes in. Rand Paul, God, and his father, Congressman Paul, bravely standing against the Federal Reserve Bank. And we ask that everything come uncovered and that people begin to rise up concerning the darkness over our money systems. The Constitution says the Congress shall make the money in coins. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that people all over the country begin to buy silver coins. And Father God, that's a new movement. And that they buy those silver coins to run some of these bankers out of business, big ones. And Father God, I personally will buy some this week. I give you glory and praise for it in Jesus' name.
And Father God,
the thoughts. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm asking for any politician, not only here in America but around the world, which is involved in occultism, that you would loose their silver cord the next time they try to ask to project and cut it right now in Jesus' name. I ask God that you bring back the days of Ananias and Sapphira. I ask that you would expose the pulpit pimps around the world, which are extorting money, which are extorting the widow's mite, in Jesus' name. Make an example of them, God. Return the fear of the Lord to the church. And silence their mouths, God. The ones that are up there that are preaching apostasy and leading people into the falling away, in Jesus' name. And right now we bind this foul spirit operating of Michael Chertoff, who is going around the country, God, and promoting this satanic full-body scanner. We bind all foul spirits in his council. I think
spirits.
He has 12 people that work with him, God, all members of the CIA and the DHS, and had high-level positions as bureaucrats. We bind and cage all their foul spirits. We ask that you would bring the organization to naught. God, I ask that you would expose what's really going on as they're manhandling people at the airports. I ask that you would expose
and
the
arrest.
Disease. And I ask that you would arrest these foul spirits operating them right now in Jesus' name.
Father, Peter Wagner retired and appointed Chuck Pierce to take over his ministry. We continue to stand against the third wave and this false apostle ministry and the gatekeeper ministry in Jesus' name and all the prophetic ministries that are attached to it. And this Rick Warren, who belongs to the CFR and confessed it after he left Korea. In Jesus' name, all of these government agents, God, that are leading the church into the new world order. You know, Lord, when Nazis took over Germany, they came through the churches, and we forbid that movement to move through the churches so easily, so hidden, that have blinded the pastors. Right here in Jacksonville, God, we have one of the super churches that is one of the new world order churches that are connected to these people, tightly connected, where its pastor is a Knights of Malta. We take authority over the Knights of Malta spirit in all of the Protestant churches in Jacksonville and all of them all over the country, and particularly Rick Joyner, who has laid his hands and anointed these preachers who blindly followed him as friends. And Father God, you told us to take no oaths, and we know that they have to take an oath to join these secret societies. And we break these secret societies up in the Christian church, and we command those devils to divide for an awakening to come into the church. For even the pastors that are members of these secret societies, God, that you will move and open their eyes and say, son, I'm not in that. You need to get out if you want to come to see me. Father, we give you praise that many of these pastors that have gone blinded, that are leading the sheep into the ditches, we ask you, God, for mercy upon them, and we give you praise. We divide those spirits, and we command those spirits to become weakened over the churches, and we ask you, God, for civil war to come against the witches, the warlocks that have infiltrated the churches
yes.
around the world, and we release and ask you, God, to bring forth your warring angels to fight them.
Yes.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, this big mega meeting that's coming up next week, we command civil war to come in, and all the witchcraft and blood sacrifices that and human sacrifices that have been made for the success of that meeting, we cover that meeting with the blood of Jesus. Your blood is superior to all of those blood sacrifices. And we bind those blood sacrifices up, and we call them void, and they have no power in Jesus' name. We
yes.
take the powers away from them, just as you told us to do, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we at this time pray for our families, God, and we loose the spirit of adoption over each one of them. We ask you, God, that you release from your throne angels to go and war for their souls, God, to guard their lives, to guard them when they're in their cars, when they're on their jobs, that you will restore to them everything that the devil has stolen. We ask, God, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and your family name, the entire family, individuals of our families and the church members all over the country and the world, we release, according to Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, my knowledge, the fear of the Lord. We also loose the spirit of truth, according to John 14:17, grace, Zechariah 12:10, life, Revelation 11:12, a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7, inventiveness, Proverbs 8:12, along with the spirit of love, joy, peace, power, abundance, plenty, retentive mind, a restoration of the mind, the fragmentation of their minds to be returned, for their minds to be totally restored with the power of the Word of God. We release the knowledge for them, for true Christians, to throw away all of the phony Bibles and get the King James Version and begin to restore their minds with the Word of God. We release over the churches, God, the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, his power, his work, what he did, why he came, and what he is doing, the authority in his name, and all the family members in the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, God, that they understand that they are worthy to receive power according to Acts 1:8, riches according to 2 Corinthians 8:9, honor, Romans 2:7, wisdom, James 1:5, strength, 1 Peter 5:8, blessing Psalms 115, 12 through 15, and godly inheritance of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I command you, Satan, and your foul, evil spirits, in the name of Jesus, that you will take your hands off of my family and the families that those that are listening in Jesus' name. Everything that you have stolen from my family, all of the riches, the lands, the cattle, all of everything that you have stolen from my family, and every one of you, lift your families up now and pray for them, lease with me, oxens, goats, name anything that has been stolen from you. Your mortgages need to be paid. Your houses have been stolen. We command you that you will restore the finances of God's people. We break down the walls that you have, our finances, our gold, our silver, hidden behind those high walls, those satanic walls, the banks of the backslidden or heathen bankers. We tear down those walls and we send our battle axe to those walls to tear them down. Father God, we ask that you put your battering rams around us and our families, God, for divine protection. And as the devil comes toward us, that those battering rams will shoot the warring arrows to them sevenfold. We stand in our security in Jesus Christ. Father God, help all of the Christians to give up their dirty habits of cigarettes, alcohol, sex, lust. We ask that you take away the desires of drugs, fear of death, corruptions. We ask, God, that you will take away from all of your believers the blood sacrifices that have been made for their souls, the witches that have come that's worked powers against them right in their churches and they have not even known, the churches in the town where witches are dwelling now, infiltrating and working against the little churches and little pastors and causing death. I know three women in Jacksonville that have been killed by the powers of witchcraft. The last one, a so-called minister, was coming by her church every day, anointing her church, releasing the powers of death over her, and was raving and telling the other people he was doing that. She told me that on her deathbed. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, all of these things that they're doing, we return to their own kingdom.
Millionfold in Jesus' name.
Their kingdoms to expand and for their kingdoms to gain wealth. We call forth the wealth of the wicked into the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ and into the true ministers of God. We claim that wealth in the name of Jesus and declare it.
Yes.
To your word, God, that the just stands under the umbrella of your blessings. We give you praise and glory, God, that your favor is towards us in the name of Jesus, and that you will cause your favor to come to our children who are outside the gates at this moment. Towards our parents, our nieces, our nephews, our sisters, our brothers, all of the people that are lingering back, that have watched our lives, that have steadily watched us stand, even when adversity has hit us, and yet they've remained in darkness. We tear down the powers of darkness over their lives, and you will not prevail. We say that all the spirits of blindness, we blind the blind spirits, confuse them, we cage them, we command those spirits in the name of Jesus. We take their powers from them. They can no longer operate. We disconnect their powers from their minds of the unbelievers in the church and in our families and in our communities. And we command those powers that speak into their minds and lead their lives to be disconnected from them, that they can hear the word, that they can receive the word, that they can react. We release the power of the Holy Ghost to go and convict each and every one of them of sin. And Father God, we do lift up Billy Graham. And I know that Billy Graham has made statements, God, that all pathways lead back to God, and he no longer believes, according to his own words, he no longer believes, he says, that Jesus is the only open door to the kingdom of God. And Father, he's an old man now, 85, and I understand that Alzheimer's has taken over his mind. But God, there have been many people that have come into the kingdom because of his ministry. And Paul said, "Least I preach to others, am I lost." We pray for Billy Graham's soul today. And I know his daughter and his son, Peter, preach a powerful, powerful come to Jesus, get born again message. And I've seen Franklin stand outside the cathedral of the heathens in New York City and preach to the reporters and give them tracts, come into the kingdom through Jesus Christ, while his father was on the inside preaching to all the religious people of the world, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the witches and the warlocks and so on and so forth. Father, we cry out for the soul of Billy Graham. I feel in my spirit that he has not many days left. And Father, we cry out for mercy for him tonight. We ask you, God, to have mercy. We ask you, even though he did most of his work in vain at this point, that you will clear his mind long enough to know and to repent. Father God, one time you sent me in a nursing home, and there was a former governor in that nursing home that my husband and I had toured across Florida to get him elected before I was born again. And my sister was working in that nursing home and said, "Go see Governor so-and-so. He has Alzheimer's disease, and he rips his clothes off and runs up and down the halls of this nursing home." And I bound those spirits of Alzheimer's up. And I went in and I stood by his bedside and I said, "Hello, Governor." I said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "Yes, I know who you are. You're Pat Holliday, Bad's wife." And I said, "Governor, it's so good to see you again. How are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing fine, Pat." I said, "Governor, do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior?" He said, "No, but I want to." And you led me to lead that man in a sinner's prayer. And he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, within several days, he died. And I know that when I go to heaven, I'll see that governor in heaven. So we pray for Billy Graham and his family today. And we pray for all of the deceived ministers in our country and in the world that once knew you that have strayed. And we ask you, God, for mercy in Jesus' name. Omega
and,
man.
And Father God, I need to revisit the TSA for a moment. We're asking right now that you would loose detachments of warrior angels to go in and infiltrate all the airports across this land that have put up these demonic body scanning and molestation body searches. And God, I'm asking that every time a TSA employee shows up to work, that you would have those angels that are going to be pre-positioned in the airports. We ask that you would loose them to smite the foul spirits in these TSA workers, God, and show them no mercy. Right now, we loose the terror of the Lord on all foul spirits operating in these TSA agents in Jesus' name. And right now, we cage any foul spirits in the people. We bind them and cage them in the people that go to the airports and go through the TSA scanning systems, God. Because if they're going to continue to do it, then we're going to fight back, and we're going to bind and cage the foul spirits in the people right now. So every foul spirit in a person that goes through the search, we bind and cage right now and command them to remain in the cage in Jesus' name until they manifest and come out in deliverance. And right now we bind and cage all foul spirits in Janet Napolitano and any bureaucrat working behind the scenes that is compiling these no-fly lists and is classifying Americans who do not want to be raped at the airports as domestic terrorists. We bind and cage all foul spirits in these men and women working at the bureaucratic level. God, I ask that you would loose the terror of the Lord on these foul spirits. Show each one of these men and women a vision of hell, God, in Jesus' name. What awaits them if they do not repent? And we ask this right now in Jesus Christ's name.
And Father, we pray for the governor of Arizona and all of the people that are standing with her against Obama suing that state for exerting their 10th Amendment rights and their legislative votes. And Father God, we release fear over the federal government that's coming against every state in the union and their 10th Amendment rights. We ask you, God, that the governors will stand up against the federal government, that the local sheriffs will stand up, that the state's attorneys will stand up, and that our local governments will function as they should. And Father God, the federal government was never made to rule with a heavy iron fist over the people of this country. And we release the people to stand up and to speak out and to hear the voices that are crying in the wilderness. And Father, react to them peacefully. And Father God, we release fear over the elected officials from the local government, the court systems, and the Supreme Court. Father, there's another case in the Supreme Court concerning OB's birth certificate. We ask God that everything comes uncovered. And Father, he is an illegal president. And we ask for arrest to come. And Father, there is no man above the law in our country. And we ask that every one of them that are rogue, that you will arrest those people in the name of Jesus. We lift up this new Congress and this new Senate group that's coming in. We ask that you will give them strength and power, and that they will stand against the finances that will be promised to them by the shadow government, that they will become patriots, and that they will stand for the Constitution and for the will of the people that put them into office. And Father, we call for true change over America through the voice of the people that went through the election in this last time. We pray for our new governors. Now, if you know your new governor, your new sheriffs, and your new people that you elected, just start naming them. And yes, I do bind up that spirit of Zionism over Haiti, where he believes that there's two covenants back to God, one for the Jews and one for the Christians. And Father, that's just wrong. The New Testament was written by Jews, and it was written for Jews in the beginning and Gentiles. But the New Testament is a new covenant, and it is called that. And so we bind that spirit of spiritual blindness and spiritual rebellion and all those devils of adultery that came into him when he left his wife in the beginning. Every devil that has deceived him is bound and caged, and we loose the conviction of the Holy Ghost over him. And we pray for our new governor in the state of Florida. And Lord, we ask that he appoint wise men. Governor Scott will stand for righteousness. And Father, I know that he's not righteous and he's not a believer. But you said to pray for those who rule over us. And at the same time, we do pray for the President of the United States. We ask for his soul, God. The devil has his soul at this moment. We ask you for mercy. And Father God, as these new governors and senators and congressmen, we're asking God that the Christians that have been elected, that they will be bold to lift the name of Jesus up to every person that's elected, and that, Lord, in the local elections that's coming up in my town and across the towns, the mayors and the local councilmen, that the court systems, Father, that you will give us godly people into office. And we stand believing this, God, that if your people who are called by your name will stand and repent and pray, that you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. Lord, there's been millions of Christians that have been led to Washington, D.C. with prayer going up. The third wave, Lou Engle, led all the youth to Washington. Turns out that he is a pro-homosexual minister that is a third waver. And all of those little youth went up there and followed the Pied Piper with the rock music and a false minister. Father God, we ask you as true men and women of God tonight that you hear our prayers. There's not a million of us. There are thousands of us. And there will be thousands of more when this goes on the satellite dish and the other radio shows that you're opening up. And we say that you hear our prayers, O God. Thousands can put billions of devils to flight. And all of these prayers that we prayed tonight, we ask you, God, that the angels carry them before your throne as a sweet-smelling Savior, and that you relish these prayers, God, because they have been lifted up tonight from the mouths of your people who love you, and they're here because we want to make a difference. Omega Man.
Yes, and we bind
and
up the spirit of Boise.
We're coming to the end.
Any virus is sent against the people of God tonight, their computers, people attached to the Blog Talk page, we bind them up and command them to go back to where they came from and hit them 1,000,000-fold in Jesus Christ's name, whoever sent them, in Jesus' name. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back for the final hour. If you need prayer, the number to call in is 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482, and we'll take your call. We'll be right back.
Come to me, be my
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Rid of a lot of my baggage, and I'm having a real trouble with kicking my smoking at this time. And I was asking if I could get some deliverance from that.
Well, amen. You came to the right place. And I'll say, Joe, several times I've thought about getting off Facebook. In fact, a couple times I've deleted my account. It can be a time bandit for many people. It becomes an addiction, even for myself. And you sit there and you say, let me see if I've gotten another message. And you realize after a while it can be a trap of Satan. So, you know, we have to be careful. Anything that can rob us of time that we could use more productively somewhere else. And I'm not saying that was your problem. I'm just saying I saw that for my own self. And I was even thinking about that today. And I said, you know what, I think I'm just going to go in there and post the alerts for the show and then maybe check my messages once a day. But any more than that, I mean, it's just a time bandit for me.
Yeah, I was getting attacked and stuff. And it was... I covered myself in the blood of the Lord Jesus and put up a wall, and that helped quite a bit. And thank you. So did your prayers.
And I didn't say that to say that I'm trying to cut contact off with anybody. No, by no means. There are several ways that people email me, and I will still respond to anybody's email that comes through there. But it wasn't that which was taking my time. It's just I was up there reading a lot of wall posts, and at the end of the day, I said, what have I gained from this? And I think many people have done that, or the attacks come. There'll be someone that will infiltrate your Facebook page, and God forbid you do what I did, and that is I added someone as a friend, and I didn't check them out first, and the next thing I know, I came back, and they had posted demonic pictures from the Congo of Christians that had been butchered. And it was a demonic neo-Nazi spirit that had jumped into this guy, an Antichrist spirit. And thank God it wasn't up there long before I deleted it. But, you know, it can be used as a tool of the enemy. And then the final thing I'll say about Facebook is it is a data mining tool of the NSA.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
We've all been tagged.
Facebook is what they're doing is they're building a dossier on everybody. Who their friends are, what they like, their contacts, and under the guise of social media. And I will tell you, I mean, it is a way to link up with friends that maybe you haven't found and located otherwise in a long time. And, you know, you can do a little bit of networking there, but ultimately it's going to be used to pull a rub around people, put them into bondage. So we've got to be careful.
Okay. Now, you say that your problem is cigarettes?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, cigarettes is a tremendously powerful, strong devil. And over the years, I've dealt with that spirit in many deliverance services in America. And Americans just don't realize how evil cigarette addiction is. In Ghana, nobody smokes. The people that are unbelievers don't smoke. I was over there for weeks at a time and never even saw one person smoke. And they look at it as very evil. And when Bishop Genko comes to America and ministers and used to go into a restaurant, he was offended because he had to smell the stench of cigarettes. It's very offensive. And he said, I'm going to pray that they stop this cigarette smoke in the restaurants. And he did. And you know you can't smoke anymore in the restaurants. So you got to look at it for what it is. It's not just lighting up and killing yourself with the cancer spirits and emphysema and that you have a death wish. It's more than that. What it is cigarettes is a god called Calmet. And that god is called Calmet. And that is the god that the Indians worshipped when the white man came to the West. And you can remember the Thanksgiving story where they lit up the peace pipe and they all shared the peace pipe. Well, Americans don't realize it, but that was a unity prayer between the Indian natives and their god, Calmet. whom they worshipped, the cigarette, the tobacco devil. And so as I've ministered to Christians in America, one of the hardest spirits that we have had to overcome is that spirit of Kelmet, because, you know, what the pastors tell the Christians is cigarettes is not going to keep you from going to heaven. If you smoke, well, that's just the way it is. You know, we're just all sinners saved by grace, is the quote. But and then in many of the churches in the past, they had what they call cigarette corners, where people would gather that smoked overall from the other Christians and smoked. You have to begin to see it as shameful, as sin. And there's many areas, I'm sure, in your life that you no longer sin. Also, as I told one of the ladies on the show the other night, as we were ministering against cigarettes to her, if you will think of it this way, does Jesus Christ live in your heart?
Yes.
If you think that every time you light a cigarette up, that you're puffing smoke right down into the face of Jesus, that will give you an incentive to quit. Also, think of it as sin, and you may also have to fast a little, even after deliverance. What happens after deliverance? The spirit comes out, but it lingers around to watch. It knows your weak points. And what it says is,
I bind you right now in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit.
It what it does, it's come, it's getting upset already.
Coming, we bind you
what
in
it
Jesus
what
name.
It does is it says, don't you want to smoke now? You just ate. It's so wonderful. Cigarettes are not wonderful. It's a blinding habit that is used by the devil to deceive you, to steal your life, your money, and to drive you into sin. Now, cigarettes come out in a weird way. I think for some reason or another, it has something connection with the water spirits. And of course the Indians worship the spirits from the lakes and the spirits from the sea, just as Africans do. Because many times when I've cast the spirit out, it comes up and out and it looks like a jellyfish, just like a jellyfish. And the person just starts coughing just like you did, and it'll just come out. And so it's a very sinful, dangerous thing. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer, just as if you've been worshiping before an Eastern Hindu idol, because what you've been doing is worshiping before a native Indian idol called Kelmet. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I have worshipped another God.
That I've worshipped another God.
That I received a lie.
That I received a lie.
That cigarettes is just an innocent thing.
That cigarettes are just an innocent thing.
You told me that anyone that destroys your temple.
You told me that anyone that destroys your temple.
That you would destroy it.
That you would destroy it.
And my body is the temple of God.
My body is the temple of God.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And I hope everybody out there saying this prayer, if you have this habit. And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I'm believing tonight.
And I'm believing tonight.
That you will deliver me.
That you will deliver me.
From the sin.
From the sin.
Of smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce its power over me.
I renounce its power over me.
I renounce the desires.
I renounce the desires.
I renounce the dependencies.
I renounce the dependencies.
I renounce the lies that it's told my mind.
I renounce the lies that it's told my mind.
I renounce the fact that I have walked in agreement with it.
I renounce the fact that I've walked in agreement with it.
And tonight. I fall out of agreement with it.
I fall out of agreement with it.
And I get in agreement with Jesus.
And I get in total agreement with Jesus.
Now, do you have any cigarettes with you?
I did, and they got smashed when I called in.
Good. You're determined?
I heard last night's program.
So you're determined.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I want you to get in agreement with us, with Omega Man and myself. And as we pray, I want you to agree with us by breathing out. And as the demons come up out of your lungs and you just cough them out, we're going to go into some of your generational line spirits, and we're going to set you free.
Thank
Amen?
You. Amen.
Okay. You spirit of generational bondage of alcohol, do you drink?
Nope, not anymore. Not for
you. Used to.
Yes.
Now, let me explain that so that the people that are listening understand. When you drink, if you used to drink, and if you never got delivered, the spirit is still there. You may be a Christian, but the spirit, when you invite a demon in, it stays until it's kicked out. And so we're going to kick that spirit out. Did you take drugs?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I don't anymore.
Okay, that's good. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I renounce the powers.
I renounce the powers.
Of these addictive spirits over my life of bondage.
We release the powers of this addicted life of
over my life
and
its bondage. And I command them all to go into a cage.
And I command them all to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In
now,
Jesus
I'm going to start naming them. Omega is going to be in agreement, pressing and calling them out too. And you just agree and you'll get free in just a few minutes. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I bind up.
You bind your strong man and your gatekeeper right now in Jesus' name.
Spirits of bondage in the name of Jesus. Addictions, drugs, alcohol.
Calmer.
Cigarettes.
Come out. Get your money through. We bind you in Jesus'
suicide,
name.
Suicide.
Come out.
Death spirit.
Get you. Come out.
Corruption.
Loosen in Jesus' name. Mobile walking. We bind
sin.
You. Master wife. Come out.
Sin.
In Jesus' name.
Activities to Satan's fears.
Come out.
Offered to Satan
come out
as
the cage.
A sacrifice.
Lenny and Lenape, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out.
Disorders. Hemorrhages. Personality.
Come out and go in the cage in Jesus' name. Hoken. Come out in Jesus' name.
Subliminal.
In Jesus' name.
Images in the mind.
Loose them
voices
in Jesus' name.
Speaking to you in the mind.
We bind you in Jesus' name.
Demons
Gary Scoy, come
in
out in Jesus' name.
Magazines, post-traumatic syndrome.
Loose them in right now.
We bind
name.
Up the seducing spirits.
Be weakened, you foul spirits. Be weakened,
false,
you foul spirits in Jesus' name.
False signs and wonders. Deceive, seduce.
All these spirits' name, come out in Jesus' name and go in the cage.
Wonder from the truth.
We bind you. We pour the blood of Jesus down your throat, you foul
way.
Spirits.
The objects
in
of
Jesus Christ's name, loose them right
question.
Now. Go into the
manipulation
cage.
Of others.
Be weakened, be bound in Jesus' name. Come out.
Fortune telling.
Come out,
channel,
lying spirit, come out.
Spirits.
Lust spirit,
now,
come out.
Command these spirits to go into that cage.
Go to the
we
cage.
We disconnect their
in
roots.
In Jesus Christ's name.
We command the
we break all connectors between the these foul spirits and the heavenlies in Jesus'
we
name.
We command a disconnect
civil
from
war
the in the name
take place
of Jesus.
Right now inside of you
we
in Jesus' name. Foul spirits turn against this strong in Jesus' name.
And principalities over this individual.
Father God, loose the hornets of heaven to sting these foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Power trying to give them
all witchcraft we cut
in
off of you right now in Jesus' name. Loose
come
him
out
and let him go.
In the name of Jesus.
Loose him and let him go. Go to the cage in Jesus' name. What you
everyone.
Mean?
Everyone.
Joe, sevenfold back in your foul spirit.
Family, hereditary spirits.
Jesus' name.
ancestral spirits,
break
rebellion,
off of you in Jesus'
mystery,
name. Come
mockery,
come out,
skepticism, ritualism,
come out, loose this human spirit right now in Jesus' name.
Spiritism, human
mind control, come out.
Transmissible, inheritable
spirit in Jesus' name. Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Occultism, worldly spirits.
Come out.
Anti-religious spirits coming down from parents, heresy.
Come out, you foul spirits.
Deceiver,
go in the cage
humanism,
in Jesus' name. The Lord
necromancy,
you.
Clairvoyance,
you.
Spiritism.
Be weakened in
medium,
Jesus' name.
Yoga, and muttering. Educational
out.
Spirits. Spirit
God,
of error, effeminate
cut off
spirits,
the tails of these foul spirits,
righteous,
scorpions,
intellectual
Jesus.
Spirits.
Come out.
False doctrine, contentiousness.
Come out in
New
Jesus' name.
New age spirits, humanism.
Jesus Christ, rebuke you.
Now, I want you to cough those things out right now.
Loose his stomach and come out in the blood of Jesus. Come out. Pour the blood of Jesus down right now. Come out.
Tear you apart
come out.
In the name
Father
of
Father God,
Jesus.
Loose the angels to go in there and smite these foul spirits and choke them out in Jesus' name.
And now I want you to listen to me and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I tried to kill myself.
That I tried to kill myself.
In suicide.
In suicide.
We bind you suicide.
Through smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, in Jesus' name.
Through smoking.
Shame we bind you in Jesus' name.
Every time I bought a pack.
Every time I bought a pack.
I saw that sign.
I saw that sign.
On the pack saying.
On the pack saying.
This causes cancer.
This causes cancer.
I heard that voice say in my mind.
I heard that voice say in my mind.
But it won't happen to me.
But it won't happen to me.
I renounce these lying spirits.
I renounce these lying spirits.
And this death wish.
And this death wish.
Of death. Of dying of cancer.
Of death, of dying of cancer.
And emphysema.
And emphysema.
And today.
And today.
I command all of the death spirits.
And I command all the death spirits.
To go into a cage.
Go into a cage.
Mind you, come out right now. Come out here right now.
Come
all infirmity. Loose his lungs.
Infirmity.
In
cancer. Kidney.
Come
failures.
Out.
Drugs.
Loose him and let him go. Death and
diabetes,
destruction. Come out.
Bone, muscle,
depression,
disease,
suicide. Come out in Jesus' name.
Overdose, injury.
Bitterness, unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name.
Automobile accidents.
Loose him and let him go in Jesus' name.
Starvation.
Loose him and let him go in Jesus' name. Shame. Come out in Jesus' name.
Alcohol.
Doubt and unbelief. Loose him in Jesus' name. Come out.
I bind you. Command you to leave
Jesus Christ,
right
rebuke
now.
You. Be weakened
cut
right now in Jesus' name.
Come out. Cut your
come
roots.
Out of him,
cut
right
your
now, foul
come
spirit.
Out.
Loose his mind in Jesus'
come
name.
Come out.
Come out.
Come
right
out.
Now, foul spirit.
We bind up all blocking spirits.
Jesus Christ,
and
rebuke
we
you
tear
right now.
You apart.
Come out
with
right now.
The acts of Jesus Christ right now.
Father God, loose the angels
we just tear them and break them up
name.
In the name of Jesus.
Angels of God, show them mercy.
We'll leave
right in Jesus' name.
You will leave immediately.
We cut off all
you
the tails of the
no
serpent,
authority.
Scorpion,
you have
spirits,
no
Jesus
power.
Name.
And in the name of Jesus
right
and
now.
The blood of the Lamb, we cover him with the blood of the Lamb.
Be
we forbid
right now,
these spirits
Jesus
to ever return.
Infirmity.
We cage these spirits and we command every one of them to go
God,
into
fragment
the
mind and soul of these foul spirits
the name
in Jesus' name.
Now, I want you to understand that alcohol... Every time that you had a drink of alcohol, what happened is you would kill brain cells, and it would cause memory spirits to come, loss of memory. It would cause your brain to operate inefficiently. And if you notice, if you ever tried to stop cigarettes and you stopped them for a while, and then you picked them back up. The first cigarette that you smoke, you get sort of a kick up in the brain. Remember that?
Yeah,
you get a little dizzy, a little buzz. But then after about the second or third one, you don't feel that anymore.
Yeah.
That's that spirit nestling in the mind and it works up in the mind, and it also destroys the mind, as does alcohol and drugs. So we're going to work on your mind tonight, and the people that are listening, if you've ever smoked, we're going to work on your mind too, in the name of Jesus. So you just cooperate as he's doing, and you will get deliverance also.
That's right.
I bind up all memory spirits, and to that memory, principality, ungodly recall, confusion,
come out right now, in
fragmented
Jesus' name.
Souls,
loose the
drifting
people,
minds, lapsed memory, temporary amnesia, and
loose their minds and let them go in Jesus' name. Come out. Rest of development.
Ungodly soul ties. Mental illness.
Come out and go in the cage.
Insanity. Psychiatry.
Jesus rebuke you a hundredfold. Come out right now.
Spirits, demonic subjection.
Loose them and
occult,
let them go in
drug,
the name of Jesus
fear,
Christ.
Lack of cooperation.
You foul spirits. Come out right now.
Insanity.
Go to the cage.
Bitterness. Deception and madness.
Come out.
And I bind those spirits. I cage
bind you
them
together. We command
feet.
You to come
and
out.
And I command
you to
come out right now. Come out.
Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name.
The
all
name
the children of fools with no name to come right now. Loose his mind
in
and let them go. And break the yoke off of their necks and their minds in Jesus' name.
Now, let me ask you a question. And nobody knows who you are. I don't. Jesus does. But is your wife next to you?
I've never been married.
Well, did you have sexual affairs?
I have in the past.
Okay. You had sexual affairs. Was it just with one sex or both sexes?
Just
be honest. We don't know who you are.
Molested when I was a child, or when I was younger, by a guy, and but I like women. I have no homosexual tendencies.
Bind any foul spirits that came in through trauma in Jesus' name.
Yes, and this spirit comes
through. Let him go.
A molestation like that. What happens is all of the foul, evil spirits in that man comes into you. And all of his family spirits on both sides to the third, fourth generation will come in you. All of the foul spirits of each and every woman that you've had affairs with come into you. Like if you tie yourself up to a witch, for instance, all of her foul, evil spirits come into you, not only from her, but from her family line coming down both generations. That's why the Bible warns us not to connect with strange women. And also Jesus said, flee fornication, because he knew that it would bring about total demonization. And those spirits that come in from fornication comes from both family lines of each woman. So,
loose
what I want
in Jesus'
you
name.
To do,
come out.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Spirit, in Jesus name.
Lord Jesus.
I repent. From all of the sexual experiences that I've had.
From all the sexual experiences that I've had.
With every woman.
With every woman.
And also, I forgive that man.
And also I forgive that man.
That molested me as a child.
That molested me as a child.
And I bind up all of their spirits.
And I bind up all of their spirits.
And all of their family spirits.
And all of their family spirits.
And I cage them in Jesus' name.
I cage them in Jesus' name.
Now let me ask you a question. Is there a reason that you never married?
I had fornication with a lady that I asked to marry me, and she smashed my heart.
And you became bitter.
I became bitter towards her.
And you got rejected.
Yeah, and I feel that through my daughter as well.
Okay, so you have an illegitimate daughter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, in this little bit of a conversation that we just had, there are many spirits involved. Now, the first one that's involved is your unforgiveness towards this woman. Unforgiveness brings a spirit of bitterness in. The spirit of bitterness
come out of him in Jesus' name. Go in the cage, foul spirit.
And these infirm spirits, in turn, will end up killing you, crippling you, or making you mentally retarded. Also involved in this is the illegitimate child. An illegitimate child brings a curse upon you, going back 10 generations into your family line. And so that's a spirit that comes down through your family line. So we're going to minister to these spirits and call them out with you in agreement in Jesus' name. Cage them, and you agree, and you just do what you've been doing, and we'll get you free.
Doing a good
Memory
job.
Memory spirits.
Yes.
We come against you. You spirits
come
that
out.
Came
in the name of Jesus
from these
Christ.
Strange women and
we
this molestation and all of their family
cut all demonic soul ties
both
die. Him and other people
we
in Jesus'
bind
name.
Them, and we command you to come
loose
out
right
now.
In Jesus' name.
You
go
come
the
out. We cut them.
Jesus Christ, you're beautiful. Angels of God,
in the name of
snatch
Jesus,
them out.
Every
choke them out
one
of
them.
God, in Jesus'
this
name.
This bastard curse over you. We
break
cut
it
the cord
right
now. Right
in
now.
Jesus' name. Going
we
back 20 generations on both sides of the family.
We ask you, God, for
break
mercy
right
over
now,
the daughter
name.
And the mother. And save the mother through the father's faith.
Yes, Father God.
In Jesus' name. We cut the family curses coming down 10 generations.
In
that
the name of Jesus.
That daughter out of church.
Cut and break
and keep
them
that
off.
Mother from doing
his entire
you.
Family in Jesus' name.
We bind up spirits of bitterness, anger.
Loosen the spirit of bastard. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out.
Insecurity.
Come out.
Inferiority.
Loosen
them. Self-rejection. Confusion.
Into the cage in Jesus'
hate.
Name.
Hiding,
Jesus,
denial,
come
darkness,
out.
Isolation,
come
seduction.
Out. Father God, let the tear of the Lord hit these foul spirits. In Jesus' name. Father God, loose blindness and confusion on these foul spirits. In Jesus' name. You come out and go
despair,
in the cage.
Despair, withdrawal, loneliness, judgment, tired, and
come
laziness,
out.
Deceitfulness. And in the
be
name of
in Jesus',
Jesus'
name, you foul
we
spirit.
Bind up Osmodeus and Asmodeus, Abaddon, Apollyon, Beelzebub, and
out.
All of the devils that are connected to them.
Come out.
Ungodly
Jesus
recall,
break
confusion,
all witchcraft,
fragmented souls,
state.
Drifting minds,
bind all the tears that you sowed into him.
Temporary amnesia,
come out.
Ancestral curses,
come out.
Retardation, senility, ungodly
go.
Soul ties. Mental illness, insanity, psychiatry, demonic subjection to a cult spirit, drug, fear, lack of cooperation,
Lord Jesus, rebuke you. Come out.
Enchanted, insanity,
go to the cage right now.
Madness.
Go to the cage.
The roots.
You wicked
we command these spirits to come up and out now,
come out
immediately,
right
instantly, now.
Now. Come out. We break all hexes and vexes and curses, spells on him.
All mind
off of him right now. Man,
mind
go back to where
blinding
came from in
spirit.
Jesus' name.
Mind blinding spirit.
Loose them right now.
Every devil in
loose them. Go to the cage in Jesus' name.
Open the doors to the schizophrenic
Jesus
spirit.
Jesus rebuke you, foul spirit.
We command
come out.
All of the schizophrenic devils of different personalities.
Father God, have the angels
going
with the sword.
Going into the pages right now.
Spirit,
every one of them. Every talking spirit that talks to the mind.
Come out right now.
Command that
him,
you get
Jesus
out
name.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Come out right now in Jesus'
we
name.
Release the glory of God upon you. Now amen. Take a deep breath
Father
and
God,
talk them out.
Holy
talk
spirit.
Them out. Talk them out.
Come out. Go to the cage in Jesus' name. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right
yes,
now.
Yes, he's repented from his sins. Now, what I want you to do is put your hand on your head, and I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I dedicate my life.
I dedicate my life.
My mind.
My mind.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
To you.
To you.
And I ask you.
And I ask you
to forgive me of all of my sins.
Forgive me of all of my sins.
I take back all of the territory.
I take back all of the territory
that the devil has stolen from me.
The devil has stolen from me.
And I claim my family.
And I claim my family.
For your glory.
For your glory.
And tonight.
And tonight.
I ask you to heal my fragmented mind.
I ask you to heal my fragmented mind.
I call back my fragmented mind from the four corners of the earth.
I call back my fragmented mind from the four corners of the earth.
From every single person.
From every single person.
That a piece of my mind went with.
That a piece of my mind went with.
During the fornication.
During fornication.
And I ask you to give me a single mind.
And I ask you to give me one single mind.
And take away the double-mindedness.
And take away the double-mindedness.
The dependencies.
Dependencies.
The excuses.
The excuses.
And help me to be strong in you.
And help me be strong in you.
Just say no.
Just say no.
To the demonic forces.
The demonic forces.
That took control of my life.
All the way out. Come out. In Jesus' name.
It took control over my body.
Yes, he's dying from his sins right now, sir. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord Jesus, I'm going to speak to him. Every spirit, come out right now. Everyone.
By the gun, we're kind of gory to go in and burn them all out. In Jesus' name. From all
in the mind,
locations.
Body, and soul, and spirit.
Come out.
Come out right now. Come out.
Come out
everyone.
In the name of Jesus Christ. All you wicked spirits, come out in the name of Jesus.
Everyone.
You must go now.
Lord,
you were defeated
Jesus.
At Calvary. Come out now.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You are the baptizer.
You are the baptizer.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
I ask you to come in right now.
I ask you to come in right now.
And baptize me.
Baptize me.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Fill all these empty places.
Fill all these empty places.
And I pledge to you.
And I pledge to you.
That I will.
That I will.
Stand.
Stand.
Free from cigarettes.
Free from cigarettes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now raise your hands and start praising the Lord, and he will baptize you.
Jehovah
from
God,
your head
Holy
to
Spirit,
your feet,
Jesus
overflowing,
Christ.
Holy Spirit.
Fill him up, Holy Spirit.
Jesus, touch him on his forehead.
Father God, loosen his spirits to him right now.
Start praising him, praising him.
Peace
praise,
and joy to him
praise
in Jesus'
him.
Name.
Thank I don't hear mind. You praising him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill him up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep praising
him.
Lord
praise,
Jesus,
God.
Praise him.
Thank you,
praise him. Holy Ghost,
praise
give
God.
Him his gift of tongues.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank
praising,
you,
praising,
thank you,
praising.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Give him the gift of tongues right
Jesus.
Now, God. Give
thank
him the
Jesus.
Evidence that
thank
he needs, the gift
Jesus.
Of tongues. Praise him. Praise him. Have you ever been Jesus. Taught against tongues?
No, I've never talked in tongues.
I didn't ask you that. I said, has anybody ever told you that tongues was of the devil?
No.
A preacher or somebody like that?
No.
Okay. Then I want you to believe Jesus to not only fill you with tongues, but give you the gift of tongues right now.
Believe in Jesus.
So give me that gift,
Jesus.
Give me the gift of tongues.
I want everything that you've got, Holy Ghost.
I want everything that you've got, Holy Ghost.
And I receive your gift right now in my vessel.
And I receive your gift right now in my vessel.
Now you just lift your hands, open your mouth, and speak with your new language in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
God.
In Jesus' name. Identity.
Blocking
Jesus
spirits
name.
In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go.
I don't know
he
what...
Can't come. He can't come. He comes through with your voice. It can't come through without you speaking in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I want to speak in tongues, but I don't know how. I've
You don't have to know how. The Holy Ghost is the one that speaks in tongues.
Holy Ghost,
it's not you.
Through me, that I don't know what to do.
I just told you what to do. You praise him. You get your mind on,
yeah.
I don't know how to do this. You do not do it. It's the Holy Ghost that does it. And the way he does it is he takes control of your vocal cords. He can't take control with your vocal cords. With you trying to figure this thing out, you cannot figure it out.
Who's his tongue and
it's
let him go, you foul spirit? It's a
supernatural gift from God. And so you just praise him in the name of Jesus, and he will give you the gift of tongues.
Praise
so
Lord.
Praise him. Lift your hands and praise him.
Praising.
Say, thank you for the gift of tongues. Thank you for coming
praise
in and baptizing
us. Praise God.
Thank you for the gift of tongues. Holy
All
God.
Right, now let me ask you a question. How do you feel?
I feel really good.
How do you feel in your mind?
I feel lightheaded. I feel a lot of pressure has been released.
Okay.
I feel clearer. I don't feel the doubt in the back of my mind. I don't feel inhibited.
Okay.
Joe, you've been battling with any physical disability?
I got crushed years ago.
What part of your body?
My back.
You having to take painkillers for the back?
I've been off those for years, 2 years now.
What do they have to do to your? Did it crush any of your spinal disc?
Messed up discs in the lower back and upper back. Collapsed multi-punctured lung, satanic red eyes for 4.5 months because of the external pressure on me.
Did one of your lungs remain collapsed or did it open back up?
Well, 8 hours of emergency surgery, they rebuilt my rib cage and re-expanded my lung and put a tube in.
So both of them are operational again?
Yes, they are.
All foul spirits, loose
there
him and let him go in the name of Jesus.
Running out.
We bind any infirmity
in his spine. We break every curse that's spoken
Jesus
over
name.
Him from
we
doctors
break it off
and sorcery spirits that came and dwelt
we
in there.
We command healing right now.
Pain guilt.
For his spine.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus,
lungs.
Creative miracles
in Jesus
in the back.
Name. Be healed right now. Heal him right now, Father God. Let your healing power pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, into the spine of his lungs. In Jesus' name, be healed right now.
There it
Listen,
is.
Let him
there
heal.
It is, the healing power. I feel it.
Praise
Tell
Jesus.
Us what happened just now.
I feel like I coughed up part of my lung.
Okay. And so do you feel like you're free in your lungs?
Yeah. I do.
How about your back?
I don't feel it right now.
Okay, put your hand on the back. God showed Omega Man that for a purpose. God wants to give you grace and healing. I've seen God put new hearts in people. I've seen him heal blind people. I've seen paraplegics jump out of wheelchairs, all kinds of miraculous things. And if he can do it for them, he wants to do it for you. So
Amen.
Put your hand on the back, and Omega Man is going to pray. And we want you to call with testimonies. Go ahead, Omega Man.
We bind any foul spirits in his lower back, any area that was injured, we bind you and command you to loose him and let him go. Any foul spirits attached in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover that spinal cord with the blood of Jesus. We pour the blood of Jesus into your lungs. Any damage to be reversed in Jesus' name. Be healed right now
in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, rebuild his areola sacs in Jesus' name. Recreate his damaged spine and any discs that have been damaged. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of his shed blood. And right now, we break any financial curses off of him. We ask God that you loose a financial blessing on him in Jesus' name. And I'm asking God that you would loose favor with a godly woman out there. Send him a godly woman as his spouse in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May I ask you a question? Were you in the war?
I'm prior service, but I wasn't in a war.
Okay. Where were you stationed?
All over. I've been in the Middle East. I've been to South America, Central America, Europe.
Let me tell you something that happens to military people. And the Lord showed me that you had been in the military. I didn't know. A lot of them come from, Korea and these wars. But when you go in these foreign countries that are heathen-worshipping countries, where you have the Buddhist priest, the Hindu priest, and people like that, they release curses over the soldiers. And the soldiers, a lot of times they're heathen, a lot of times they're Christians, but the priest does ritualisms and he loose curses over those American servicemen and women. And when they come back, they will have curses of isolation over them, that they will feel totally isolated from Americans. And this is probably why you haven't been able to find a wife. They release the curses that you will generally see over in Deuteronomy 28. So I'm just going to ask Omega Man to take authority and break the curses that you received from the Buddhist priest in Jesus' name.
Right now, in Jesus' name, we break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells off of this brother and every listener out there in the name of Jesus. We break and cut them off of them and command them to go back to the demon that sent them sevenfold in Jesus' name. We bind and break any witchcraft, any demonic spirits have been sent against him or any listener out there. We bind it away from them and command it to go back to where it came from. Any foul spirits, any curses that came on him as he traveled through these foreign lands of Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, any witchcraft spirits in the Philippines, and anything that came out of the Middle East, we bind and break it right now off of him. Command it to loose him and let him go. In Jesus' name, we cover him with the blood of Jesus.
Spirits
right now.
Death.
Post-traumatic stress is going to find you and loose him and let him go. In
death
Jesus' name.
Devils.
Death and destruction, loose him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All spirit of all, come out.
Now take a deep
Jesus.
Breath and ask the Holy Spirit to fill those empty places.
Holy Ghost, please fill the empty spaces.
Now, what we want you to do, take a deep breath and let him feel. Let him feel. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right, now what I want you to do is this. I want you to read the Word of God, listen to the Word of God in your bedroom at night, and get filled with the things of God. And give us a testimony. And one last thing we're going to do for you tonight is, Omega Man, clean the devils out of the house.
Yes, Father God, I ask that you would loose a detachment of warrior angels into his house right now, and the believers are listening right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And angels go through and arrest any foul spirits that are in the house in the name of Jesus Christ and cage them and carry them to Jesus to be judged before their time. Put a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit around him, Dr. Pat, myself, and all the believers out there listening right now,
in
Jesus' name. In our families, we saturate the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we thank
Amen.
You, Father God, for what you're doing. And we bind up any foul spirits that would try to attack the people of God tonight as they sleep. Incubus, succubus, Asmodeus, Osmodus, we bind you. We bind any terrors and any witchcraft that will be put against the people of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to say thanks to people in your chat room like Silent Prayer Partner and Ephesians 611.
Yes.
It's some nice people out there. Thank you.
Yes, they are, and we depend on them.
And we'll see you back in this chat room, my friend.
I don't go to the chat room, but I watch you guys. I love what you do, and I'll keep in touch with you, Shannon, and you too, Dr. Pat.
You got my email.
All right.
God bless you.
I got you both. I'm on your list.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
Dr. Pat, we've got only about 8 minutes, but we've got two urgent prayer requests.
Okay.
Would you pray for Roberta that called in last night? Says, I feel like
yes.
I'm about to pass out again. My head feels like I have a helmet that's four sizes too small. And we've also got another urgent prayer request. I'm going back in the chat room. Let's see if I just lost it. Okay, it says, from RB, it says, Sandra. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see here. Wow, this thing's moving fast. I've just lost it.
Roberta, while he's looking for that, let me
yes.
tell you.
Go ahead.
That after you get delivered from heavy-duty doubles, as you did last night, a spirit of oppression comes and tries to press you down. And a lot of times that's reinforcing spirits trying to come in. So I'm going to pray for you while he finds that other request. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, I take authority over all the spirits of oppression in Jesus' name. I bind them, I cage them, I command them all to loose her. I cut her totally free. You must go to the throne of Jesus, and I forbid reinforcing devils to come to her. We surround her with warring angels, and in the name of Jesus, cover her with the blood of Jesus. And we give you glory, God, that you will immediately release your joy over her, because your word says the joy of the Holy Ghost is my strength. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Omega Man.
We lift up Sandra and Brittany right now. We bind this spirit of infirmity, this fever, loose and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. And for Sandra, who's bleeding in her colon, right now we bind that foul spirit in the colon. Colitis, we bind you, loose her and let her go right now in Jesus' name. Any foul spirits of infirmity in them or any of the people of God out there listening right now, we bind it in the name of Jesus, command you to loose them and let them go right now. We command you to be healed right now in Jesus Christ's name. Father God, unloose your healing power on them.
And Father, at the same time, we ask that you send your warring angels, linking angels around the man that got delivered tonight, plus all the people in the chat room and that are listening that prayed with us, the ones that have pulled their cars over to the side of the street and got delivered, the ones that got delivered in the chat room and listening, and we ask that you put the wall of fire around us
sure.
and all of the people that are listening in Jesus' name, and we give you glory for your divine protection. And Father, your name is above every name, and every devil that has any plans will meet the wall of fire around us and will have to return to wherever it came from. And if you continue to try to attack, we're going to cage you and cast you into Tartarus in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Pat, for those that are tuning in for the first time, will you give out your contact information, please?
PatHoliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com and RemnantRadio.org. I think it's RemnantResourceNetwork.org. And you can find all of my newsletters there and archives of these programs there. Also, OmegaManRadio.com. We're asking for the intercessors to sign up. There's a place for you to become an intercessor there. There's also a donate button there. You can give and help us to get this word across the world. And as you give into God's kingdom and sow into souls, God will certainly sow back to you. and God bless you.
Amen. That website was remnantresources.org, miracleinternetchurch.com, patholiday.com, and, of course, omegamanradio.com. And tune in every Saturday night and Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holiday on Saturday night and the School of Intercessory Prayer on Sunday nights, 8 p.m.
And
Eastern Time.
Satellite. How did they
and,
get there?
WWCR Shortwave, Sunday afternoons, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 9.350 megahertz, and American Voice Radio Network. That's AVR channel number one. That's Sunday, 7 p.m. And very shortly, we'll be going to a Monday to Friday broadcast there. God bless everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. May the Lord bless you.
It's always
a
lovely time with you, Omega Man.
Hey, and what with the remaining 3 minutes
we've got?
And
our friends.
How is your sister doing?
I haven't heard from her. I've been so busy the last couple of days, but I know that she's doing well. And Mike is a young man in my family. He's a nephew, and he has cancer, but he's in a remission, and we prayed for him over this show. Not, you know, he didn't come on the air, but we also have prayed for my family. And in the garden tomb, I had an experience with two angels and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave me the promise that my entire family was going to be saved. But I believe that that promise is for every real true Christian.
Yes.
And it's shown in the book of Acts 2:38-39. So that's where I went, and I named every one of them by that scripture, and their names written there, claiming that scripture, because God cannot lie. He's not a man.
Amen. God bless everyone tonight, and we'll see you on the next edition of the show. God bless you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Pat Holiday, MiracleInternetChurch.com. In the next program, we're going to have Fruits of Deliverance. We'll have Minister Joseph White on. That show will be starting in about 2 minutes. We'll have Mike and some other special guests calling in, sharing testimonies. Hang around. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.